This episode is brought to you by Bullstrap. You've heard me talk about Bullstrap before. So I've been using the product for about 3 months now, and I love it. And you can see it here. We've got the phone case and the wallet, which magnets right on the back there. And what instantly stood out to me is the premium leather and how the products simplify your everyday carry. And you can smell the fresh premium leather. Still smells like after 3 months, and it's one of my favorite things. Also have the Find My app, and you can track your wallet. I'll pull that up here in a second, so you can see on there the Find My Wallet, case you lose it, which happens sometimes. I've done it twice in my life. It's terrifying. And this is a great way that you can find it using an app. And you can also use the MagSafe charger with your wallet. You just pop it on and it'll charge right up for you. Very easy to use. And another nice thing about this phone and wallet, it's very slim, very easy, feels nice in your hand. Also, a lifetime warranty, which is great because not a lot of products have that. So they really believe in the product. Bullstrap makes gear that actually lasts. And right now, you can grab yours for 15% off with code MMANUTS15. And all the info is down below.
Hey fans, you know, it's episode 746.
746.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, I'm a show by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Doing kung fu.
Kung fu. Totally
This
ridiculous.
is gonna be a show. I already feel it.
You can tell.
Because I already know like what words want to come out of my mouth, and I'm like, I already can't say that one.
You can say anything you want. It's our
I
show.
can because I can also edit it out, but
Yes.
I like to try to keep it clean. Keep it clean,
Keep
kids.
North Queen. Yeah.
That's right. So where do you want to start off this week?
Oh.
There's a lot going on. You talk about Sean Strickland as he won his
Sure.
fight. What do you have to say?
He had a lot of things to say about the gays and about Bad Bunny and about the NFL. The video's out there. It's like a few minutes long. He's just at a press conference going off of saying how that the NFL used to be tough and now they got this, gay Bad Bunny shit, whatever. He just basically anything and everything you can think of that is not what you hear everywhere else right now. He said all of those things, but in reverse. So, which I'm like, whoa, I haven't heard anyone say this crap before in a while. Like the and he got away with it, apparently. I don't know.
I think they cut his mic at some point.
I
Like,
mean,
that's enough.
too
And
much.
then Dana backs him. He's like, what are you gonna do? Like, you know what you can do is you can watch him get punched in the face Saturday night. That's how he handles it now. And it's weird because remember how many people got fired? I think you can go back to like Miguel Torres made a joke on Twitter. He got shit canned. Frank
Frank
Mir.
Mir said some shit about murdering Brock Lesnar or something.
As a commentator.
Yeah, like, oh, okay.
Fucking, he lost his job. So I don't know what changed, but now Dana White is this fucking free speech warrior. He's like, what am I gonna do? He's a grown man. I can't tell him what to say. Like, well, in the past, you told people. I prefer you not to tell people. So. That's
Yeah.
way better. And what else? Sean got the win. And he had him hurt, and then he actually finished him off in the third round. So that was good.
Okay, that is good.
Good for him. And then one of the things, like the biggest thing that's happening this week, is we had been talking about that Ronda Rousey Gina Carano fight.
Yes.
I thought for sure that would be UFC White House. And then somehow it's gonna be on fucking MVP Promotions gets it, which is Jake Paul's
Yeah,
promotion
on Netflix.
on Netflix. And you look at the two of them, Ronda Rousey's 39 and Gina Carano is 43. And it's weird because I don't understand why the UFC didn't want this fight. And Ronda kind of talked about it a little bit. She said Dana White offered her the largest pay-per-view deal in UFC history before the move to Paramount Plus. but wasn't willing to offer it a guaranteed amount once the new deal was in place. And this is a direct quote now. They didn't want to set a precedent of giving me the guaranteed money I deserve. They just made a $7.7 billion deal at Paramount. It's in their best interest not to put on the best fights possible, but to spend as little money as possible so they can keep it. Now that they sold the company, it's out of Dana's hands, unfortunately, and it's fallen into Hunter Campbell and the UFC Corporation. They don't care about putting on the best fights possible. They care about putting on the most cost-effective fights possible. So, what do you think about all that?
I mean, the tracks, when you get that big, you got shareholders and you got, a board and
They're a public company.
you got to make money. So I don't like it, but if that's true, I don't know if it's true. Seems like it could be somewhat true.
It feels true.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do now? Because if you don't have that pay-per-view, how do you reward these people? Because that was always the incentive. You'd give them a cut of the pay-per-view
Yeah.
and then they could make bank. If you got
Bigger
like three
contracts, maybe? I
bucks
don't know.
a pay-per-view and you sell a million fucking pay-per-views.
Well, you'd think like if you're on, whatever Paramount or whatever, wherever else they're going to broadcast it, and you have a lot of viewers, you should get paid extra money, correct? Because that's ad money and everything else. It should just be built in because they sell ads on those,
Yeah.
shows, shit.
Or you give them sponsors or something.
Yeah.
And the other thing they had mentioned, this might be my favorite stat. So Gina's last fight was August of 2009, and Ronda made her MMA debut August 2010. So Gina got out of the sport right before Ronda got in the sport. And then there's like this talk, because remember how much Ronda was talking about, like her head was fucked up, like a jab knocks me out, and blah, blah, blah. And I think Chris Cyborg was like jawing at her, going, cool that you want to fight now when, we're not in our prime. You could have fought me, but I thought you had CTE.
Right.
Is she even going to pass the medicals at this point?
I think she will. But you just reminded me, I had video of this last week and I forgot to show it. The Gina Carano versus Chris Cyborg. We can show that, right? It's a short, quick video.
The Gina Carano versus Chris Cyborg.
Yeah, it's like from forever
Yeah,
ago.
you could show some of
I
that.
don't remember. It's like a little oops.
She mounted her twice during this fight.
Oh, I just stopped playing. There we go. I don't remember this her doing so well in the beginning. I remembered it as Cyborg was destroying her, but Gina actually held her own for a
Yeah,
bit.
she had mount twice.
She was on top. Like, it was quite surprising. Like, I didn't realize.
Yeah, because Chris was just being reckless.
Oh, got the bag.
But I mean, she beat the life out of her
Oh,
in
she
this
did.
fight.
I
She
mean,
was
obviously,
so beat up.
you see the.
Look how reckless Chris is. There's no head defense.
Oh.
And then she gets mounted again because she's like trying to take her down.
Hey, Gina, good with the grappling. She should have just never let her back up. This is dumb.
No.
She just smothered her. I think she could have won that fight if she did that. But look, she's got jabs going at it. I think there was a moment where Cyborg hits her once with a good right, and then you could tell
Yeah.
that was the one. But it's gonna be over here in a second, I think. You remember that? I mean, Cyborg looks a little smaller here too.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember what weight this I don't remember. Is
This
this
is 145.
45?
Yeah,
Yeah.
145. I think, yeah, this is.
Now, yeah. Chris was always huge.
You can tell, like, if this is the second half of the first round, much different story than the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Gina's just backing up. And Chris is just teeing her up. He's trying to do some submissions. I don't know. We don't have to keep watching it, but do you want to see the finish? I think it's coming
Sure.
right here. There you go. Look at that. Bam. Gonna hit you. Hitting you in the vagina.
That's
Taking a beating.
right.
Yeah, I think this ref waited a little long, in my opinion. I'm like, dude, she hit her like 20 times. So, but yeah, I don't remember that fight being like that. In my mind, Cyborg just mauled her from start to finish. I don't remember that was surprised that first minute and a half. Cyborg just too strong.
And then I got a picture of the face-off between Rousey and Gina. Like, Gina looks fucking phenomenal.
Oh, damn. You know, a lot bigger everywhere.
Looks like she's
Whoa.
enhanced.
What
And
the
actually, I think that's why I'm gonna pick her to win. Like, who's got the best rack? Gina. But in all reality, like, who do you think wins this fight? They've both been out forever, which is Gina's been out
Yeah.
longer.
I don't know. This is a toss-up. I'm trying to think. So Rousey, does Rousey still have her judo throws? I don't think she can throw Gina so easy. I'm gonna go Gina Carano because I don't think she can throw Gina that easy. Gina's got good wrestling, so I think it's gonna be like a Chuck Liddell style Gina Carano. Just stop the takedown and just deliver a beating on her. You know, that I'm picking Carano. That's what I'm saying.
I am too. I fucking hate Rousey. And I just wonder too, after she left the UFC, she went to WWE. Like, how much damage did she take over there on top of, like, if she was already having issues with, like, CTE or concussions, and then you went over to WWE, what other injuries did you incur over there? And then we didn't know about. I'm sure she got fucking hurt, and she
Yeah.
was there for a year or two. And then who knows what else she's been doing. And then finally, like, I think she yo-yoed and got in shape and out of shape. And then I saw another interview where she was talking about Gina, and like, oh, she got so big, and I wanted to fight her to help her out. I'm like, no, you didn't, bitch. You just wanted to fight. You didn't want to help her. You just wanted someone you thought you could beat. That, like, I don't feel there's any goodness in that woman. I think she's just pure evil.
Yeah,
Rhonda.
I'm with you. Be nice to see
Out
her
for
take a
herself.
beating on Netflix too.
Yeah, in front of a million quadrillion people.
Yep.
Or if she somehow, maybe she wins a split decision, and then she can fight Cyborg. But she'll
Like
never will. She never will. Let's do a little sponsor action.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's get ready. This episode is sponsored by Marsmen. When I hit 35, everything felt harder. Not just the gym stuff, but
That's
everything.
right.
I'm turning the clock back and making things easier on my body the natural way. I tried some Marsmen, a potent and natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability for usable testosterone. Marsmen gives you the same benefits of optimized testosterone, energy, strength, and focus without shutting your body down. It's like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down.
That's right. And it's made in the USA. USA hockey. They just won gold medal, both men and women. And third party tested. There's a 90-day money back guarantee, so there's no risk. Worst case, you don't absolutely love it and you get your money back. But over 91% of users report higher energy levels. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check out the reviews on the website to see for yourself. And for a limited time, our listeners can get 50% off for life, plus free shipping and three free gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and three free gifts when you check out. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
That we're awesome. We're the best.
That's
Tell them
right.
that too. All right.
What else has happened at?
Well, speaking of Netflix shit, Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao Dos is going to happen on September 19th at the Sphere in Las Vegas. I guess Pacquiao, I mean, Mayweather's coming out of retirement, and this is the fight he's going to handle some shit with. What do you think? Like,
Well,
this does.
who's Tyson fighting?
Mike Tyson?
Yeah, he's got a fight scheduled.
Oh, I don't know. Hang on. I'm not sure. He's not on this card, I don't think. Did you think he was fighting one of these little guys?
Said he's supposed to fight Floyd Mayweather Jr. on April 25th.
Oh.
So I'm confused. What are we doing?
Maybe he's just scheduling fights out. I
It's
don't
like, I'm gonna fight Mike Tyson, then I'm gonna fight Manny Pacquiao.
He's just
I
laying the
need
count.
money.
He's laying the calendar out. It's gonna happen no matter what happens. I'm just
Okay,
putting these fights
so
out. I think the April one isn't it an exhibition of some sort?
they're
This is
calling
like.
it, I guess they're fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We're gonna call it the Stumble in the Jungle.
Okay, I like it.
So, it's not the Rumble in the Jungle.
The stumble.
That's right. Who's the Rumble in the Jungle? Is that George Foreman and Muhammad Ali back in the day? I don't know.
Yes.
My brain fails me sometimes.
Especially right now. My brain has stopped
Seriously.
working. I can't think of
Feel like
anything.
we're shut off, but we're not. We're turned up and on.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's weird. I don't like the exhibition, and then I don't like them trying to get after it. It's like the sport. I don't know where we're at with fighting. It's going back to spectacle for some
It is.
reason, and
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because of the UFC seems to be lacking in star power. So now you have the offshoots. Jake Paul just did that with Mike Tyson. They had a
Yep.
fucking massive fight,
Shut the
and now
damn
you're
internet down.
right. And then now you're gonna have, I believe this Ronda Rousey fucking Gina Carano fight is gonna be massive. I think everyone's somewhat underestimating how big that's gonna be. Like, I'm excited to watch that. And there's not many fights that I'm like, fuck, I really want to see that. Because I think you need that polarizing person. And Rhonda, to me, is that. And Gina is on the opposite. Like, I love her, hate Rhonda. So that's like, you want to see one person win, one person lose. I feel like we've lost some of that over the years here. And it's good to see like Netflix ponying up the money to pay these ladies. Because I also want to see like how much. Are they going to get paid? Are they making $1 million a piece? 2 million?
You would hope at least. I don't know what
Yeah.
they, yeah. I mean, what's your prediction? How many people are going to watch this live?
The Gina
Yeah.
versus
I'm trying to think. Wasn't it like 6 million for Tyson or something crazy?
yeah, for which one? Jake Paul, Mike Tyson?
Yeah, I thought it was like
No,
6 million.
it might have been 100 million.
Oh, 100 million. Okay, well, okay.
I gotta look it up, Mike
I don't think they're going to
Tyson.
do that. That's probably too crazy. Although I don't know. Ronda Rousey. It depends if the average fan knows who these girls are. So,
108 million for Jake Paul versus Mike
oh,
Tyson.
okay. I think they'll do 40 million. I think I'd be surprised if they do or anywhere near 100.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think 40 is probably about right, 50 on the high end, but that's still, it's going to blow so many other things out of the water. Like, it's insane. Because how many customers does Netflix have? I think it's close to 300 million.
Yes. So it's like a third of their customer base watch that fight.
Yeah. Yeah. And it probably would have been higher if their streaming worked, because I
Yeah.
couldn't watch it live.
It was messed
Yeah.
up.
So. It'll be interesting to see. And then the other one of the other things too, when we're talking about people getting paid and not, so Zuffa Boxing started and they signed Conor Benn, and he's for a one fight deal, he's getting $15 million. And now there's a lot of UFC fighters, none too happy with this fucking guy coming in. And they're like, well, so he can come in for one fight, make 15 million. I think Sean O'Malley was out there. It's like, I'm not making anywhere near fucking 15 million. But
Bullshit, yeah.
what the problem is, outside of complaining, what else can they do? Because
Yeah,
it's
I
not
mean,
like there's
yeah.
any, or what, are you gonna go to PFL and make $10?
Yeah,
Kind of
no.
fucked.
You can't go make money elsewhere unless you do something like, you get into bare knuckle or like a Jake Paul if you can create your own brand or
Right.
so.
You got to be a big enough star to leave and be in some other promotion.
Yep.
That's got, I mean, it's got to have to be probably like you're saying, like Jake Paul, you got to be on a card with him, fight him, or you got to be a big enough draw. I don't know if O'Malley is that guy. I mean, he's probably one of the bigger stars, but
I just don't think they have, I don't know. Maybe I'm just old, but I don't know. I don't think they have a star like at the moment. I really don't.
no,
There
they're lacking.
isn't there I don't think they even have one. There isn't one person where you're like, whoa, you know? You had Rousey, you had Brock Lesnar, like guys like those two, like they're known everywhere, right? So, you know, even Anderson Silva or
Conor
Conor
McGregor.
McGregor, yeah, you know, so, but they don't have anybody like that.
No, and I think that they've almost done that to themselves by trying to make it brand over fighter.
Yep.
So just to try to keep the pay down. But what are you going to keep doing? Get sued every 5 years in another class action lawsuit? Because you
Yeah,
didn't pay
I don't
everybody
know.
enough.
I feel like they have great fighters, but not great all around, like promote, like bigger than life kind of, you know, like personalities. Like
Yeah.
you either have the great fighters and they don't have the personality, or you have somebody like, can you imagine if Sean Strickland was like a world beater? Like if he was just unstoppable and he's saying shit like this, he'd be pretty popular, I think. But he's just, you know, he's wild, but he's not at the upper echelon of like, you know, the fighting tier where he's like beating everyone's ass like all the time and
Well, he's
promoting
not
it.
like finishing
No.
everyone either.
So
Yeah.
Conor was the last one I think that really had that combo. He was like crazy and beating, doing crazy shit and fucking knocking people out in like 7 seconds. Like the whole thing was insane. So
Yeah, now we're in this weird, I don't even know what you call this era. It's like the budget UFC. 'Cause they got paid and we're in that non-incentive to put on good fights. There's no incentive
well, I
unless they
think,
get a pushback from their partner.
yeah, I feel like we're in a transition where the sport is trying to grow really big, and so if it's messed up right now, I just don't think this is a transitory period. I hope,
Yeah.
fingers crossed, it's like, I don't know, maybe 2 years like this, and then something is going to get.
Yeah, they need a injection of life. I mean, the UFC White Car House card will be an injection.
It will be.
I mean, something's going to happen there.
Yeah.
M maybe you got to go bring the Pride rules back. I mean, I've been asking for that for fucking
I
10
like it.
years.
Pride rules at
Like,
UFC
how
White
cool would
House.
that be? We're doing some fucking Pride rule
Hell
events.
yeah.
I don't know what
Yellow
state's
cards.
going to
Get bring back
sanction it.
yellow cards.
Sure.
Yeah. Too much grappling. Stand up.
Yeah. So all that's going on. What else is happening?
This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Life Fitness. Work out in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Hexclad. Blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Defense Soap. The industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Well, Conor McGregor supposedly has a fight inked, right? And I have some video. He posted some video of himself training, and the caption is "There's nobody smoother than the Mac." And I watched this video a couple times. It's not very long. It's like a minute or something, but I'm not really.
What are we
See,
doing?
what's the smooth factor here? The guy's just like, "Here, put me
Take
in the
my arm.
submission."
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Good job. Like, they're sparring a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like they had been training a while and they're obviously not going super hard, but I don't know.
Yeah, like he does not look great here.
No.
Like not look smooth. Like you look tired at the end of your session. Yeah, this is fucking weird.
It's just weird. It looks like they're just kind of goofing around.
Right.
They're like play fighting.
And that guy's got shoes on, and that's weird.
Yeah. Anyways, you get the idea.
I do. I don't know what's going on with
At least
him.
he's not doing cocaine at the moment, right? So there's
Right. Well, yeah, temporarily. And then I saw Gable Stevenson finished another opponent, making himself 3-0 over the weekend in MMA.
Nice.
He also ate a massive head kick. So I'll share a little bit of this. I may have to mute. We'll
Right
see.
on that front foot, and respect from Gable. And Ugo shooting a takedown on Gable.
Some
Very
big
interesting
boys,
that.
man. Yeah, I'm gonna if I can mute that down a little bit. Ate that one. I think there's another one.
Other boy's not exactly small. Oh, damn.
No.
Nice right hand.
Yeah, I think that once he gets him to the ground, I think that's because he's just
Golly.
fucking
You
like,
think he's gonna eat?
oh,
Oh,
I
dude.
love that knee to the body to a downed opponent.
How far do you think he's gonna take this thing? Are we gonna see him in the UFC?
Yeah, he'll be in the UFC. I don't know what they're gonna wait for if they want him to get a couple more fights. Because you can just he can get a lot of seasoning not being in the UFC.
He can.
Because you know he's out there and you have Rico Verhoeven, which they tried to sign and couldn't get him because he's just like, oh shit, what if maybe he'll go to Zuffa boxing? Now that I'm thinking about it. Because he
That'd be
said he
great.
wanted to box. Huh. Although I really want to see him in the fucking UFC. Because if you could bring him in and Gable, keep them apart for a while, because I don't want
Yeah.
him Gable just to fucking take him down when Rico's a hell of a striker. But that would definitely make things more exciting. What else has happened then?
What do I have left? So, oh, I have one last story, and then I have a video that's
Okay.
knockout knowledge. So Gordon Ryan, if you remember, the
Mm-hmm.
jiu-jitsu phenom, right? He's been through some ups and downs. He gained a bunch, got massively swole, then he lost a bunch of weight, then he got swole again. Now
Yes.
he's saying he's retired. He's 30, and his body's not doing what he wants it to do. Apparently, he has stomach problems all the time, and he's going to retire from sport. He said he's been doing it for like 15 years or something. So it's just interesting. He's not as big as he once was. So,
Yeah, just lay off the steroids a little bit. We saw
yeah.
what happened when he went to the hospital. He was super sick. He like lost 50 pounds of muscle.
Yep.
So I don't believe it. I think it's probably a ploy. Yeah, we'll have to see. A lot of these guys say that, and then 3 weeks later, like, fuck, I need money. I'm gonna come back. So got a person impersonating Justin Gaethje here.
Okay.
Let's go no sound. We'll go a little bigger screen. That didn't work out so well. I'm gonna
Oh, dude.
blur
That
that
was bad. I'm like, oh, that's not supposed to bend that way.
No, not so much.
And that was kind of dumb
Kinda.
to jump from that high up.
Well, Gaethje does do that. And then what else do I have? I'll just go on a run for a little bit here. I got a
Yeah.
handful of things. This is two ladies, one box.
I'm afraid.
Yeah. You're all right on this one, though.
Okay.
This is just phone
Okay.
booth
Phew. I thought it was
fighting.
going to be a totally different video.
I
Like,
know.
thank God. This is tolerable.
Because usually they
Phuket,
do it with men.
huh? Phuket Moto Cafe.
So, yeah. So, you got that going. Let's see what else is running in there. Oh, here's some new techniques. We've seen this lady before. She's the one that beats up on that Bob character.
Oh, gee, yeah. Oh my God. Well, dogs, even the dogs
Like
are
the dog's like, come, let me smell
what the
that. I'm
hell?
speaking my language, lady.
This lady's crazy.
She's classy. That's a classy broad.
Yeah.
Holy
But I
shit.
love how that guy's just in a mean mug pose. He's like,
Yeah.
that's
Yeah, I
funny.
found one of those. Someone was throwing one away. So that's
It would be kind of weird if those mannequins were all smiley. I think you'd
I
feel
would
bad.
love it.
You'd feel bad. You're
It'd be
like,
like the
I can't hit you,
Joker.
man. You look so happy.
Yeah, I'd paint him up like the Joker. Yeah, the one someone threw out He's been stabbed multiple times. There's all sorts of crazy shit written on him. So I'm like, I picked him up because I'm gonna use him for Halloween
Okay.
decorations. So I saw that, and then this must be the new trend is these AI, because I think it was last week or the week before I showed a video of a woman like throwing kicks. I'm like, I think that's AI. So these are 100% AI. So we're getting all these training techniques in AI for some reason.
Oh, whoa.
But this is an AI video.
Trying to see at what point do I notice that?
Because they said like her shoulder straps go missing. Because you see it on the back, and now you don't see it on the front.
That's pretty good.
That's the only way to tell. I mean, it looks just a hair off, but it's
Those are
getting
some
too
perky
close.
melons.
Seriously. Yeah, I think I'm just down to knowledge at this point then.
Okay, you want me to play
Yeah,
this? It's
go
like in
ahead.
between knowledge and a video because I wanted
Sure.
to get your take on this new fight technique that I discovered. Here we go. So out here, this guy throws his phone at him. He's like hitting somebody. There's a beer flying. Dude takes off his freaking leg and starts
Oh, nice.
beating the other guy with his leg.
See, that's how you have to defend yourself sometimes. I'm fucking beat you with a light leg. Now, is that a felony? Because are you using a weapon or is that part of your body?
I don't know. I would say
That's
it's
the
part of your
question.
body.
I think it's part of your
Just
body.
because it comes off doesn't mean it's not a part,
Yeah,
right?
so you're beating him with a blunt object, but it's my leg. It's my leg.
That's right. I think you can get away with that.
Yeah. And then what I have, I don't know. My timeline got dominated by Mackenzie Dern for some reason.
Oh.
Like, she was on the beach posting beach stuff. She's like, hey, look at me. I'm on the beach. And then I think this photo is edited because they took people on the out because she was just posting, video with all the people in the background.
Damn.
So,
Huh.
like she's training hard in Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil's. I think that's all I had. I'm looking back through. Yep, that's
All
it.
right. Well,
I'm
that's
shut down.
been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffiths, thanks for playing.